on paper, if you just follow the bloodlines, which you very thoughtfully put at the very beginning of the book, Zippy Chippy, Northern Dancer DNA in there. I mean,
Man of War.
Yeah.
War Admiral. Native Dancer. Bold Ruler, the father of Secretariat. Are you kidding? Was royalty. It was like breeding the King Juan Carlos of Spain with Princess Grace of Monaco and coming up with Prince Harry. You know, I mean, it's not an exact science. Just stunning, that horse, for especially Northern Dancer, the greatest stud that ever raced, ever. Northern Dancer, direct grandfather. Yeah, but Zippy had his own idea. He liked the track, mainly because the food was good. Didn't always like to race because that was kind of confrontational. Enjoyed the other horses. The thing about them was, after a horse loses, they're very intuitive. After they lose four or five races, the body language, they start to slump, and they retire them immediately because, you know, not Zippy. He went, after every race, right up to his 100th, he went in the back, into the barns, into the backside, and he'd let the other horses know he'd kick some serious ass out there today. I mean, the tail was up, the head is bobbing. Yeah, man, don't mess with me. He thought he won. You know?
Maybe he thought it was like golf. The lower the score, the better. Like, the farther back, you know, in the pack you were.
Yeah, it could be. Could be. But, you know, Felix was the same thing. Felix, they were a lot the same. They were pig-headed. They were stubborn, persistent, and never quit. And the more Felix was told by everybody, including his wife, he should sell the horse, get rid of the horse, and no, someday, you know, that was his pet project. And I think pet is the operative word. They tell you at the track, the smart guys tell you, never fall in love with a horse, because one day you're going to have to sell him, claim him, maybe kill him, maybe put him down. And never love a horse. And Felix crossed that line, and Zippy was his pet. The odd thing was, is they bet Zippy down to the favorite all the time. He went off at 2-1, he went off at 3-1, and the people are betting him. And they're betting him not because they think he's going to win, they're betting him to get the souvenir ticket to keep in their wallet that says, I bet on the world's worst racehorse. So they were putting, I mean, they finally banned him from racing at Finger Lakes. And the guy said, I would look up, and there was $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 on the board. He said, it's not fair to the bettors that they're putting this kind of money on this horse. To which Bob Matthews, a really good sports writer with the Rochester Democrat Chronicle, he said, are you kidding? That horse is bringing you fans. There's no obligation to bet on him. He said, that horse is your best asset. The guy said, well, he's making us look Bush League. Matthew said, have you looked around this track? You are Bush League. He's the best asset you got, and they banned him. He dwelled three times, dwelt.
Okay, explain what that means.
He just, instead of losing going wide, losing going to the inside, losing from the lead, losing from the back, he just decided he wasn't coming out to play.
So that bell rang, the gates opened, and...
And they were off, all except Zippy. He hung back and did it three times. And the jockey, Benny Afanador, who was his jockey forever, quit. He said, this horse is making me look bad, so he wouldn't ride him again. Because as I said in the book, a jockey on a horse that's not going forward is not so much a jockey as much as he is a hood ornament, you know? So he was really pissed. So he lost his favorite jockey. But Felix never shut him down. At some point, Felix can't quite put it together, but the fans are coming, the letters are coming, the treats, the carrots are coming to the backside. The media start to pay big attention, not just Bob Matthews, who started this ball rolling, but now EPSN is in there, and now USA Today is doing a thing, and now People Magazine put the horse in as one of the 50 most interesting personalities in America in 2004. Oh, yeah, yeah. He's in there with Hillary Clinton and A-Rod Rodriguez, the Yankee. So that sort of caught up, and Felix, and they kept saying, you know, you got to shut him down, you got to retire. Oh, no. You're going to win one day, but Felix was quite enjoying the notoriety by this point, you know?
It's not like Zippy was a beautiful horse that lost.
No.
It was kind of ugly. Is that unfair?
Emily said, look at him. He's poopy brown. He's got a big ass. He's got no neck. He's cranky all the time. He wants his food on time. He bites people. He eats hats. And, yeah, why, Felix, why do you like this horse? He's my horse. We're gonna. And my favorite story is 90, something like 90 losses. Felix says we need to win some way, somehow. So they set up a match race at Frontier Field, Rochester, New York. Dan Mason, who was still the manager of the Rochester Red Wings, AAA baseball, set this thing up. Man against beast. 40 yards in the outfield, zippy-chippy against Jose Herrera, the fastest base stealer on the Rochester Americans team. Zippy had fans, 10,000 people. Dan Mason is baseball's promoter of the year on this one stunt because 10,000 people showed up to see the horse race against a human being. And Pedro Castillo was the jockey, and Dan Mason brings that flag down, and the place is going crazy. They're chanting 9, 8, 7. Somewhere around 3, Zippy starts to eat the grass. And then, he's looking up at the guy selling the soft pretzels with the sweet mustard. He loved those things, too. And all of a sudden, somebody says, go. And Zippy takes that as an incentive to eat faster. So he starts eating faster. And Pedro hits him in the ass, and the jockey, or the baseball player, Herrera, took off too soon anyhow. And there it is. It's the match race to the century, and it's all over in 5.5 seconds. Now, I did the math. The secretary, greatest thoroughbred that ever lived, full out, stretched out, 28.5 feet. Usain Bolt, fastest human being alive, 8.5 feet. So logically, it wasn't even close. Zippy lost by 3 legs.
He's made way more money outside of racing Absolutely. Than he has inside.
He got a gold-plated retirement out of this. He's sitting pretty. He's the star of the show at Cabin Creek near Saratoga. There's 20 other horses there. They had Funnyside there for a while. Funnyside won the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness. People come and say, yeah, forget Funnyside. Where is the Zipster? They want to see the horse. Zippy is now bringing in enough money on this farm, selling hats and T-shirts, the people come and pay to see him. He's now supporting 20 other horses who did win races. So the point has been made. You don't have to finish first to be a winner. You know, he's proved this.
The book is The Legend of Zippy Chippy, Life Lessons from Horse Racing's Most Lovable Loser. I've been speaking with the author, William Thomas, and The Legend of Zippy Chippy is published by McClelland & Stewart.